We love Hamish Blake. We love Andy Lee as well. But Hamish Blake is our man today because he witnessed something the other night. And Erin Mullen came in here yesterday and said that she was having a bit of trouble with her daughter at a restaurant. Didn't you, Erin?
Well, we went to dinner on Tuesday night, I think it was. My auntie and cousin were in town. And so Eliza was a little bit unwell, but I thought it's 5:30 booking so early. So I took her. And yeah, look, it didn't go particularly well.
It was a meltdown, yep.
Well, not even a meltdown. She has no respect for me. She hasn't listened to me. She doesn't particularly like me. I even tried to bribe her. She likes quickies. You know those?
Yeah. The adult thing that you have when you've got
indigestion.
And usually,
if I say to her, I'll give you a quickies if you sit the hell down.
I don't think that we should be talking about that.
But they're kind of like just a lolly, aren't they?
Hang on. Well, let's get Hamish Blake on, because Hamish was in the restaurant with your wife and children. Is that right, Hamish?
Oh, morning, guys. I am still shook. This is like a witness statement. I'm still wrapped in a foil blanket. I'm actually calling you from the back of an ambulance. Just giving my description to the police, and there's a smouldering wreckage of an Italian restaurant behind us.
I believe on the night, Amy, it was a bit of a celebration for one of your kids. Isn't that right? Well,
we were there. We were at the same Italian restaurant. Was my little boy's 8th birthday party. So, well, 8th birthday.
Beautiful.
But I mean, 8's a lot. Older.
Sorry,
Hamish, isn't it?
Quickies
is a shock,
wait, is that
actually.
Bad,
that's
is
taken
it?
Us on a U-turn.
Guys, can we take that other podcast, please?
No, yeah, well, I mean, she might have heartburn.
Yeah, all that yelling.
She wants her medicine.
So,
no, we were there with my little boy's 8th. But so it was our small family dinner. But yeah, as an 8-year-old, I mean, we were all eating with knives and forks. We had a spring quartet at our table.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, Sonny, would you like to try some oysters? We were all there. I mean, Erin, I mean, this is in all honesty, it was pretty graphic seeing the meltdown. It was pretty pop. And then the staff were yelling, Il demonio, il demonio. Yeah. Which means, of course, the demon in Italian.
But Italians are normally, they love kids in their restaurants. It's all very family focused.
Nah, not like that.
Can I actually be honest? I didn't see the meltdown there. And I mean, I saw her running around a little bit, but I only noticed that your daughter was dancing around near the bar because I was also dancing with my daughter near the bar, my 4-year-old.
So the real story is, Hamish, most of this happened inside Erin's head, do you reckon?
I think your L parents we all get worried that our kids being wild, but every other table, literally, like she said, it was a 5:30 booking. We all know what 5:30 bookings are like. It's an absolute zoo. It's basically, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we took some meltdowns out to an Italian restaurant.
But Hamish,
every table has their own meltdown.
Now, Hamish, you've got to say that Erin thinks that everyone was looking at her.
And the world revolves around me.
Did you notice that Erin was crying or not, Hamish?
Were you crying?
not just sobbing at the table as I left, because I tried everything. And as I picked her up to go,
had you paid for the meal? Or
no.
You hadn't even eaten.
No,
I did notice you guys left pretty early, but you were there when we got there at 5:30 and you were already there. And we're used to turning up. We love an early dinner. Mm. I'm used to turning up to an empty restaurant. Someone else, I was like, gee, that must have been here at 4:30.
We're having pre.
Did you leave before the meal?
I left before everyone else at my table. Yes, as the meal came out.
Must have been there for ages.
No.
She was out of quickies.
No, I had to go get quickies in the pharmacy.
But
no,
had you ordered?
Yes, ordered everything.
But didn't eat the meal.
And then I'd said to Eliza, just have some ice cream. And then another person I was with said, can't give her ice cream because it's dairy and she's got a blocked nose. And that just did it for me. And then I had tears streaming down.
If you don't have ice cream in the arsenal, I don't tell you what's wrong. I mean,
now, Hamish, all jokes aside, you and your wife look like model parents. Are your kids allowed screens at dinner time?
Yes, of course they are. In fact, as you look around, you also just go basically like you look at every table and everyone, I was part of the brigade that had a firm stance. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're going to teach you how to eat out of the restaurant. That's before we had kids. Yes. Now you look around and you basically, it's like everyone in the restaurant's gone, hey guys, what kind of food would you like to eat while you watch Bluey? Your special night. What sort of food would you like Mum and Dad to eat in the background while you're watching Bluey?
All right, it's Lego Masters. It's going off Sunday night, 7 o'clock. It's finals week. You got the Remembering project. It's part three, season three. That's up right now, exclusively on Listener. It's Hamish Blake all day, every day. Thank you, Doctor. Now here we go. 13:10:60. Eternal debate. It's the eternal debate.
Are your children allowed to watch screens while you eat dinner?
See, well, the issue is mine has no interest in it. She finds them boring.
Really?
It'd be amazing if she, I'd put her in front of a screen all day if she'd watch it.